The idea is to make sure tribes have a voice in state government policies. Major state agencies would have to meet with tribal representatives at least once a year. The agreements also spell out steps for the state to take should there be some conflict with the tribal policy or a disagreement between two tribes. Red Cliff Tribe Chair Ray DePerry says this sends a message to Wisconsin's Native Americans that the state wants their input.
It also sends a message to our own local communities back home, not just the tribal communities back home, but non-tribal communities back home, that the state of Wisconsin wishes for these kinds of things to occur, not just on the Madison level, where the seat of government is, but for also local levels too, county boards, school boards, town boards, you know, wherever we are located throughout Wisconsin.
The agreements signed by Doyle come a little more than a year after he signed an executive order recognizing the sovereignty of the state's Indian tribes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.